Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, friends with an ex.
Hey, my ex just showed up on social media. Are you okay with us going out sometime?
No.
No.
He needs an emergency. Oh, really? Okay. That's a real hot one, Sunday.
Well, friendship is a close association between two people marked by feelings of care, respect, admiration, concern, or even love. But also, the defining characteristics of friendship could be a preference for a particular person. And also, requirements might differ from person to person. And this is according to goodtherapy.org. So, should one stay friends with their ex, or at least on social media? Is that a taboo? Or is that okay to keep those friendships going? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. On the beach. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, our VOA Swahili reporter in Kigali, Rwanda, Silvanus Karemera. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sandra Shomali.
And we also have Dr. Tio Wangata from Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sunday. I'm very much happy to be on the show.
You're welcome anytime. And for the first time, all the way from the city of gold, Accra, Ghana, Bridget Biney, welcome to the show.
Yay! Thank you.
You're welcome, Bridget, in this edition of...
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Sure, you're welcome, anytime. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing friendship with your ex. So, I spoke to Anik Molly from Kampala, Uganda, and I wanted to know her take.
For me, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, does not mean your ex is supposed to be your enemy once you're no longer having a sexual relationship. So I don't see a problem in having a friendship relationship with my ex. So for me, it's okay.
Now,
as long as one knows their boundaries, it should be okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if one know their boundaries, that's one thing. But you know, when you move on with life, you have new relationships, we have new husbands, maybe wives and all that.
Mm.
Now, does that depend on what your other half thinks? Do you have to have permission from your other half? Or you just keep it on yourself? What do you think should be the best way to deal with this?
For me, I think the best thing is to be honest from the beginning. Once you're in a new relationship, you have to be honest. You say, this is a person I had, and so they know about it. And if you're going to talk to them, you're going to meet them, you should be open and tell your current partner, husband, and say, look, are you okay with me meeting with this person? Do you want to come? Do you want to join us? And then you know what they think.
So
if you see that they are not comfortable, it puts them in an uncomfortable situation, then you know how to slow down. But otherwise, once you've been honest from the beginning of the relationship, I don't see a problem.
Now, when is the time to say this is it?
Once you see that the person is kind of rekindling what you have, he's calling you often, he's calling you at awkward hours, he's not respecting that you have another relationship.
Mm.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, from the human perspective, you know when things are taking another turn of events.
Mm.
So you say, look, I respect the relationship we have, but I am in a new relationship which I respect and I want to continue, and this is making me uncomfortable.
Huh?
If you are married, committed, went to church, you've committed with a new family, a new person, then you have to accept your loss and, like, you know what, I have to move on.
You gotta move on.
Yes.
I've seen some instances, okay, when you have moved on with your life and your ex is calling you in, like, an awkward hour, and then he said, you know what, this is an emergency.
if the emergency is not a reoccurring emergency, if there's an emergency once, if, like, for instance, they had a kid and yet the kid has an emergency, that's when you can understand.
No, they don't have a kid.
An emergency.
Yeah, in this situation, yeah, there's no kid involved and somebody says, I'm in an emergency situation, I need this guy. What you going to say?
So what kind of emergency? Then if it requires you to get out of the bed, then I say, let me come with you.
Thank you, Anik Molly from Kampala, Uganda. This is Let's Talk, and you are discussing friendship with your ex. And now, back to the studio. According to psychology.com, they say that friendship is a stronger form of interpersonal bond than any association. So, can you keep this with your ex? And as we know, we are all men here. Let me invite the one and only lady in this conversation tonight, Bridget. Bridget, tell us, you think it's okay to do that?
I'm going to be very honest.
Okay.
We shouldn't keep exes. Exes are after.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we shouldn't keep them. You know, why do we keep them? People have valid reasons. We have situations where exes have created a lot of harm than good. There's a lot of these agony letters or even real life situations where we have exes doing, you know, a whole lot of things to distract even the goodwill of current, you know, spouses or current partners. So personally, it's not something that I would do, and it's not something I would encourage other people to do. Because why are they exes? They are exes because, you know, maybe we find other, or we feel that we have other options with people.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've left the scene, I think that they should remain there because they cause a lot of problems. I wouldn't have my partner do that. Because I won't keep mine. I'm not keeping mine.
Okay.
They didn't ask of me for a very long time. So why last year? Why would you want to call me?
Okay.
What's the essence of calling me? What do you want from me?
Good question.
That's what I'm trying to, you know, to put.
Got you.
What do you want?
Okay. Really? Very good point, Bridget. Yeah. But let's listen to Dr. Tio Wangata. Doctor, someone is just calling.
Yes.
And she was your ex. Okay. Can you take the call and just hear what she has to say? Or just cut it off right away and no communication with your ex at all?
I think it all depends on how you left each other.
Okay.
At the time when you decided to be no longer together or to be exes, what did you decide? And you have to decide what are your boundaries.
Right.
Because imagine if you had business dealings together, and these are things that may tie you together. You have to be careful. So you, at the time you decided that you're now no longer going to be friends in that particular aspect, you have to have decided that this is how we're going to communicate or not communicate in future. But generally speaking, my take is that there should be no ties on social media.
Okay.
Because if there is any ties on social media, this will keep reliving memories, and some of them are not good memories because you may have had the same issues that made you break down, that made the breakup of the relationship come up to the fore, and that can bring issues of rejection, issues of stagnation in the relationship. It can lead to depression. And it can make somebody start stalking the other person, which is not good.
Of course.
And generally, it's hard to get over exes if you're friends with them on social media.
Mm.
Yeah. And whenever you feel like you're taking a step closer towards healing from your heartache, you will stumble across a photograph or something that will break your heart all over again. So you'd rather be careful and not be on social media with that person that you call an ex.
But I also remember, and I had a conversation with somebody, and she said, you know what, I'm keeping my ex on my social media pages all over so he can see how good am I doing with my new relationship, and I'm so proud of it. But anyway, that is not for me to say. Let me ask my friend, my colleague from Rwanda, Silvanus Karimera.
You see,
tell me.
Yeah, Sunday, you might try to post things on social media so as to get back to your ex, but that doesn't really work because at the end of the day, it just makes you get into situation where you get obsessed with the other person.
I know, and that's
and
even worse.
Obsession causes life to come to a standstill. You keep thinking about the other person.
Yes.
So the person should be in your past. They are not supposed to be in your present.
Definitely.
You're supposed to move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to move on. Okay, let me invite some brothers, Karimera.
No, no, like the doctor in Nairobi said, it depends on which manner you actually live to each other. Because you find, most of time you find when two people live together for a long time, they create some similarity in whatever they're doing, right? Now, if you have left in such a manner that maybe you fall out or maybe you separate because of the distance, then you are likely to come to each other.
Okay.
Again, it depends on the status. For example, you have gone somewhere and created another relationship that has perhaps led to having long-lasting relationship in terms of marriage and so on and so forth. I don't think it does make sense to really go back to your ex because you've already entered another type of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have left one another and you still single, for example, you still what the dot-com generation refers to as searching for, then you are likely to go back to your ex. So it depends on the circumstance that you left each other.
Okay, hold it right there. Well, friendship is the topic tonight. With your ex is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the issues of importance you care about. I'm your hostess, Sunday Shumari, in studio with Silvanus Karimera, Bridget Biney, and Dr. Tio Wangata. Right now, discussing friendship with your ex. Now, according to anthropologist Robin Dunbar, he theorized that there was a limit to how many friendships an individual can have. And he said, in general, most humans have up to 150 friends. In those, 50 good friends and 15 close friends and intimate friends are way lesser. So, is that really possible? And when you break up with that one special friend, is staying friends with your ex a route to take? Well, I spoke to my colleague Gwen Alton, and I wanted to know her take.
That it's weird.
Okay.
There's so many layers to this.
All right.
You know, and I really think ultimately your partner has some say in it.
Of course.
Like, I cannot think independently.
Right.
But it kind of depends on the circumstances with which the relationship broke up.
Okay.
How much time has passed.
Mm.
Was a friendship developed during that relationship, or now is he coming back around and saying, I know it didn't work out, but let's be friends?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just a lot of factors.
Okay, let's put the factors in here.
All right.
For instance, you broke up in a very good note, nothing wrong. You didn't have like a big fight or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't work out. And everybody decided, we're going to walk away of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and it just happened that someone, you stumbled on social media after like maybe 15, 10 years. And she has moved on, you have moved on, he has moved on with his own life, and you have moved on, and oh, that's Gwen, hey, this is so-and-so.
Hey, hey.
Hey, yeah. Hey, right.
Uh-huh.
So this is on social media, this is going to be a problem for you, or for anybody you think out there, if they decide to.
I think there's a way to look at it like, would it be a problem for me? Maybe not.
Okay.
Is it a problem for the relationship? That's a whole other entity.
Okay.
Right? So I could be okay, say if you're my ex and I see you again on social media.
Right.
And I say, oh, it's Sunday. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
What you been up to? Da, da, da. And then that progresses. Well, let's have lunch sometime.
Okay.
Well, maybe we can keep in touch. Here's my number. You have to have, wait a minute, green light, red light. Remember that game?
I know.
Pump the brakes. Wait a minute.
Yeah. So you're saying there has to be some boundaries of some kind?
I think at some point, what you want has to fade in the background, and you have to think about if you're in a relationship.
Right.
If you are and I am,
mm-hmm.
or one of the parties.
Right.
At some point, the relationship, you have to take into consideration, wait,
okay.
I have a partner who may not be okay with this.
Right.
So then you have to decide, if I'm going to pursue this, when I bring it up to my partner,
yeah.
is it worth the fight that could come? How much do I like you, Sonny?
To make it happen.
Is the friendship worth it for the argument I'm about to enter into with my man?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe,
so
maybe not.
Right.
Might want to just stop it, right, and then it's over, done with, move on with your life.
Okay.
The first scenario is kind of we're together, we're in love. Hey, my ex just showed up on social media. Are you okay with us going out sometime? No.
No. I'm not. Thank you, Gwen Outen. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing friendship with your ex. And back to the studio. Now, according to a study done by CNN, it found that friendships between exes were more likely to have negative qualities and less likely to have positive ones than cross-sex platonic relationships. And Sussman, a researcher, says, if you had a really strong connection and a really strong love affair, how do you just become friends with that person? She says, chemistry doesn't always change. So, doctor, what do you think? What are the limits here?
Very funny question.
Otherwise, you would go back to where you started, and it will be a roller coaster. It will be, you are in the relationship, then next time you're out of the relationship, and it will be a cycle, you know, an ongoing cycle of, you're there, next time you're not there. You have to set boundaries, and you have to decide what topics you are going to discuss. You have to decide which places you can meet. You know, if children are involved, then you also have to be careful and decide how are you going to handle the children, because the children will be in your lives all through, because the children are not separate. And they belong to each of you. So you have to set the boundaries. Yeah? Back to you, Sandy.
Okay, you have to set the boundaries. I hear that. Silvanus Karimera, you know about these boundaries. And if you have to set the boundaries, but you still have this person, yes, in your social media network.
Before I proceed, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
One, my take is not scientific. It's just a hypothesis, according to how I'm seeing this issue, right?
Definitely. Give us your thoughts, man. That's your thought.
One, the relationship between male and male. There is male to female and female to female, right?
Right.
Now, male to male, could perhaps, around this, it all be, it depends on how the affair started, right?
Mm-hmm.
But male to female, what begins as just a simple friendship culminates into what we refer to as a sexual relationship. Believe you me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. It will take 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, but the last point is sexual connection, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if it reaches that point, that level, it becomes very hard under any circumstances to withdraw from this relationship. Doesn't matter about the distance, doesn't matter about the circumstance, doesn't matter about the culture, whatever. Now, coming back to a question,
okay,
if, because, let me quickly share with you a very simple example of one of my friends, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
This gentleman fell in love with a girl back then when they were still in secondary school.
Mm.
And when they entered the university, one left the country and went to study further abroad.
Mm.
And there, she got another partner, whom they even lived together as man, as wife and husband. After 10 years, good 10 years, 1, 2, 3, 10 years, they met on social media. They went back, like the doctor says, it became this a shackle, okay?
Right.
They were just distancing. I mean, they were just separated by the distance, but their hearts were close to each other.
Okay.
Until the man back home came to realize that these two people are together like before.
Really?
My friend, it created the chaos in the house.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
So to me, it doesn't matter, because what begins as just simple, when it comes to an intimate relationship,
right,
resulted into sexual relationship, as I said earlier. It becomes very difficult to set boundaries. And to me, boundaries become meaningless if people have already reached that level that I was talking about.
Right. So to you, basically, Kalimera, you think it's better not to have any kind of friendship with your ex, no matter what the situation is?
If you can afford that. But I know a very few percentage of people can afford that. Very many of us have failed.
Why? Why are you trying to say?
Yeah, and to add, just to add something, Why are they called an ex? They are called an ex because their time has come and gone.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so let it be so. If there is, you still want to make them and still remain an ex, let them remain an ex. And the way to remain an ex is when there is minimal communication that will bring back the memories related to what was happening before.
Mm.
So that you don't want to go back to where you started.
Of course
not.
That's
why it's called an ex.
Of course not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Otherwise, it will just be a cycle
mm-hmm.
of going back to where you started, and you won't move on.
You definitely have to move on. Uh-huh.
And social media is one of the ways of ensuring that you don't move on. That's why the social media ties have to be cut.
Okay.
And sometimes ignorance is bliss. It's better not to know what's going on the other side so that you don't get hurt again by someone who has hurt you before.
Okay, well said. Yes, Kaima, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I wanted to add something on what Doctor just said.
Yeah.
It also depends on the status of some, because if, for example, I happen to have my girlfriend and maybe under any circumstance she gets married to another man, maybe somewhere, okay? If I remain single, I know how to take this my single status, right?
Right.
But if again in that marriage, you know when people live together, for example, there is always frictions in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So
of course,
it depends on how each other treats each other that could lead to either you withdraw or even stay in your marriage. But if someone is mistreating you, maybe in the house, for example, you will always refresh back and see, I had this good feeling with my ex, I had this treatment, and we needed to hang out together, and so on and so forth. So you have to always be going back to the good times, what you refer to as good times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even not sure whether they are good or not bad, but what you refer to as good times,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And leads for you to look for this person, which again, in the end, jeopardizes your marriage.
And you don't want to do that. Now, if I ask one quick question, it's not good to keep those people as friends. You decided it's over and it's over. But social media is social media. That's the problem. If they do that, they send you an invitation.
Yes.
They just want to say hello. Is there anything wrong? Before we finish, Bridget, give me the last word.
Let me answer that one.
Okay. No, I'll allow you both to answer. Go ahead, Doctor.
I would like to contribute to me too.
Okay, I'll allow you both. It's okay. So let Bridget be first, and then Doctor, and then Sylvanus. Okay, Bridget, say it.
My ex is on social media. My first ex is on social media. We don't communicate. And even when we were dating, we don't communicate on social media.
Okay.
He was, sometime in 2012 when I came to the university, he posted a picture of us. And then I think if I post a picture of myself, he goes to comment. And it wasn't even frequent. I could count how many times. I think it was just once. You know, so how come this person that, you know, and in the case of my first boyfriend, he just decided to cease communication with me. It got to a time that when I say hi, he doesn't reply, you know. So why is it necessary after 3 or 4 years of breakup? It doesn't become necessary again.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. I used to call him and he doesn't answer.
Okay.
I used to say hello and he says he's busy working. And it tends to be some sort of shout and which I felt disrespected. So I cease communication with him.
Okay.
So how does this person, you get the connection. So why is it that after 4 years you see that it's necessary? I'm quite phenomenal. I see the thing that it is.
I think you heard Bridget, Doctor. It depends on the circumstances of how you guys broke up.
An invitation
can
be just a small thing, and then it goes back to where it started.
How can it go back while you moved on?
To subject yourself to his photos or updates when you're trying to forget about him, you know?
Sandy,
you need time to heal. So out of mind.
Uh-huh. Out of sight, out of mind.
You have a much easier time if you consider that your ex. And if you take time moving on from your relationship.
Okay.
When there are no constant reminders every time on Facebook or Instagram.
I got you, Doctor.
Yeah.
Sylvanus Karamea, you're itching to say something. Go ahead, Sylvanus.
Yeah, thank you, Sandy. Now, one, remember, this relationship began just from a single word, maybe hi, when you met someone in the city or whatever, okay? Now, you are talking of the social media as a medium of communication, irrespective of the distance between the two. Now, if this social media becomes the medium through which communication or any message goes through, then you are likely to go back to where you started, like Dr. said, or my sister in Ghana said. Okay? So to me, because now the second part of it is very simpler than actually the first part, because first part, first of all, you meet without knowing each other. But now it's like refreshing. You are remembering each other, remembering, like I said earlier, good times that you had. You better cut off the relationship, if possible.
It is. It can be done, right? So you mean just
yes.
cut off everything and remain an ex is an ex?
Yes.
That's
yes.
what you say. Okay. Hey, there's so much to talk, but time is not our best ally, as my colleague Shaka Sali says. So I guess hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
Ukudekeza kama mtoto, fura unafurahia. Nafugeuka moto, machozi umelia. Mwembamba mwingine, wena pesa kama Dangote.
Dangote,
zeni chayu msiki, naweza penda mtu yoyote. Penzi sio somo, kasome kwa kitabu. Penzi mefanya Harmonize, fukuzi shengwa rabu. Penzi yoyo meleta kwa nangu vita. Squeeze is your own. Neshia kwa like it is time. So kupenda achala nani, nekupenda penda na nani. Mambo stress ya yubada, emucheza ufurai. Kama swangi limekole
asa inama. Nekupenda mungo.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oya inama.
Inama baby.
Wazipenda mungo.
Mungo, mungo.
Asa inama.
Inama baby.
Nekupenda mungo.
Kama tungi libe.
Oya inama, wasi vina mungongo.
Toujours l'amour est banaka, ne fait mon babi zuba kalemba. Kadoba, je t'aime tout le temps. Mawele kawapi, bébé nanaza présente. Soucié le kawapi, chéri nanaza lié. Dame nyonso, rubé la karma, je t'aime. Parfois l'amour est compliqué, mais je viens moi toujours romantique.
Asa inama,
nangupenda
mungongo.
Nangupenda mungongo.
Oya inama,
wazipenda
mungongo.
Bebe nangalie.
Asa inama,
nalela mungongo.
Welcome back. And that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored friendship with your ex. A very big thank you to the guests, and I want to thank you that you are here with me right now, all the way from the City of Gold,
Accra,
Ghana, Bridget Binny. Thank you so much for your time.
Yay! Thank you, Sunday, for the invite. It was good.
Okay. And of course, Dr. Wangata from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you so much for your time, Doctor.
You're welcome.
And my colleague in Kigali, Rwanda, Silvanus Karemera, VOSOE reporter. Thank you so much, Silvanus, for your precious time.
Thank you, Pande Somali.
You're welcome. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be mothers. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of The Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News.